Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
I'm Courtney Robertson, the most notorious villain in Bachelor history, and I have more than a few secrets to tell, but I am not the only one with tea to spill. Every week, I'm going to be talking to another icon of reality television about the things they can only say off contract. Hi-de-ho, and welcome back to Off Contract. I'm your host, Courtney Robertson. How's everybody doing? Thank you so much for tuning in to the interview with Clayton Eckard. What a stand-up guy. And we had such a fun time chatting, getting caught up, and love to hear his story. We've got a great, We've got a great interview for you today with somebody who has big, big energy. And there have been rumors that she could potentially be the next Bachelorette. So stay tuned. She's a lot of fun. It's been a busy time here in Arizona. The Super Bowl, the Phoenix Open's been going on, raising two kids. We are potty training. I think we're almost there. And getting rid of Binky, so that's a good time. Valentine's Day. Ooh, that was a lot of fun. My husband surprised me with a bouquet, and he got me my own overnight at my favorite resort here in town, just for myself. He's like, I want you to go spend the day by the pool, get a massage. You have a whole night to yourself. And I said, well, you got to come by and spice it up a little bit. So we're going to have some fun with that. Definitely think he'll make an appearance. And I got him a little travel kit with his name on it. He was happy about that. So tough to shop for husbands, guys, or boyfriends. But that's always a little gift, fun gift idea. And I've really been enjoying Zach's season of The Bachelor, maybe because I have invested interest because I helped host one of the group dates, but he is a man of conviction. Getting rid of Bailey on the daily, she kind of opened the door of the conversation and he just let her go. Brianna self-eliminated, I think way too soon in my opinion, hope to see her in paradise. And then Mandrell, I think we can just call her Mandrell. I was loving her style. Yeah, she was a little sassy. Maybe she was overserved, but he made her sit through that whole rose ceremony and then kicked her off. So anyway, I hope to see Mandrell in paradise. I would love to get her on the podcast and hear her side of things. She said some off-the-cuff things, much like me. I saw a lot of myself in her. So I remember I was on a group date in Utah, and a girl went home, and all the girls started crying on the group date. So I was trying to lighten the mood, and I said, hey, you know what? Another one bites the dust. And everybody, it did not go over well. It was like daggers. It went over like a turd in a punch bowl. So I feel ya, sister. Sometimes you don't say the right thing at the right time. And there's also editing. And then, epic move on the overnight date. How about that at the museum? That little skeleton key brought back memories. I have the same skeleton key from my overnight in Switzerland. I'm so glad I saved that. I'm going to bust into that museum just to get my kick sometime. But yeah, funny story about that. I asked if I could keep it on our way to our fantasy suite. And one of the producers had already made a necklace out of it and put it on the chain and was wearing it. So I confiscated it. I have a little box of memorabilia from my time in the game, and I will share that with you guys sometime. But anyway, we've got a great guest for you. Hope you guys enjoy. A lot of fun, big energy. Let's bring her in. Today's guest was a night one girl back in Colton Underwood season 23. She touched San in season 6 and season 7 of Bachelor in Paradise and recently attempted a never-before-seen strategy of transitioning from a group date host to a seasoned crashing player. Today, I'm honored to be talking with Tajwan Hawkins.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Look who's entered the chat. Oh my goodness, we have so many things to discuss since I've last seen you. A lot's happened.
I know.
So before going on the show, were you big into reality TV?
I have always been into reality television. Like, I am the person that's always catching up on all the shows. Bravo. Like, I'm obsessed with reality television. And actually, it's funny enough, me and my mom would watch The Bachelor before I even went on. But it had been a few years since I had actually tuned in and watched. So yeah, I love reality TV.
Oh my goodness. So did you apply or did somebody nominate you? How did that come to be?
Yeah. So I actually ended up going to a casting that they had in Denver. So, you know, when Chris Harrison's voice comes on and like the, you know, want to date our next bachelor, bachelorette, I was watching Becca's season and it had already aired. So it was like, we're going to be in these casting cities and Denver happened to be one of them. And I was like, I want to put myself out there. Like, I'm ready to find a relationship. Like, what do I have to lose? And so I went on the website and they were casting like a few weeks out. So that's how I.
So you showed up at one of their casting calls?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my goodness. What was that like? Were there a ton of girls there?
There were like over 400 people just at the Denver casting. And I'm like running into people that like I went to middle school with and high school with. And it was very interesting. But I mean, there were girls in that line that had applied every year. And I'm like, you do this? You've been doing this for the last 4 years?
Wow. This is crazy. No way.
Yeah. So it was pretty intense and very long. Like, we were there for hours. But yeah, it was
and
interesting.
And you got it. You got on. And that speaks to you because you are the ultimate baddie. We'll get to that. What did your family and friends think when you told them you were going on? Like, your mom, you guys used to watch together.
Yeah. I mean, my mom was super helpful. Like, we went shopping before leaving, right? Because you're like, where are we going to go? What do I need to bring with me? So she was a big help in like helping me get packed and everything and ready to go. But I think more than anything, everyone was just like super supportive, which is always nice. Like, work was supportive. I know people do a lot of things and give up a lot of things to go on the show and spend that time away from life at home. So it actually worked out for me.
Oh, were you doing real estate back then too?
No, so I was actually working in tech back then, and I just had a really supportive team, and they were like, "Your job's here when you get back." So,
Oh, that's such a relief because you want to go into it like feeling, like, oh, I'm
stress
not gonna get,
free.
yeah, stress
Yeah.
free. Pack those bags, and they're like pack for warm and cold. It's just like, oh, that we could go on about that. But
Yeah.
so night one is brutal. You and I both know that. It's a long night, but no one wants to get eliminated night one. So, but you, I don't, how did that feel for you getting eliminated night one?
I think getting like you said, night one is just so exhausting. Like you're in a tight dress for hours on end and you don't stop filming until like the sun comes up. So like by the time
Yeah,
you're
the
done with
roosters are
the
crowing. You can hear
night.
the roosters crowing.
Yeah, it's like it's just very it's intense. And so I think going home night one, honestly, looking back and knowing what we know now, like I think everything always works out how it should, right? So, I mean, it was a little disappointing to go home night one, but again, I got another shot at love in paradise after, so no love lost.
I know you were great at the women tell all. I went to my women tell all and that was intense. So, did you know going into season 23 women tell all that it was your paradise audition, or did you already know you were going on parrot on the sand?
No, I think what tends to happen anytime, people are getting eliminated, and obviously you grow pretty close with the girls that, you're with. And I think it's just like a lot of conversations of like, have you been asked to go on Paradise? And I think at that point, everyone was just like, it nothing was set in stone yet, right? And so I had no idea. Honestly, I was just like, I feel like the tell-all is like a place for everyone to really lay everything out on the table and hash everything out. And so that's really just how I saw that. But I think everyone wants to go on pair at this point. I think the
Oh,
it's
yeah.
changed, right? Like
I'm married with two kids and I want to go to paradise.
I think it's changed. Like before people, you couldn't, social media really wasn't a thing. And now people are like vying for, to go on paradise and get another shot at love. So,
Yeah,
I
what was
think
your social media like before going on the show? What was your relationship with that?
it was, I think so during my season, we had, this is back when we had to be private. We couldn't utilize our social media until the season, but it was just like this,
So different. That
it
was the
was so,
same for me.
it was so different than what it is now. And honestly, I think it's better. Like a lot of people nowadays utilize social media as like their main source of income. And so it's like, if you get certain opportunities or jobs, it's like you had to turn those down back then. Like they had to be reviewed and all these things. So it's just it's changed a lot.
Oh, absolutely. What advice would you give a night one player going into a women's tell-all?
Ooh, what advice would I give someone who went home night one going into women's tell all? I would just say be yourself and say what you have to say. Like, I think it's again in a room full of women, big personalities, like that can be very intimidating, but I think that like just stick to who you are and you'll be just fine. I just always tell myself that personally, and so I don't think that's ever steered me wrong thus far. Questionable, maybe people would say, but yeah, no, I think it's gonna be intense. Like some of you go into it and you're like, okay, we're all here. It's nice to see everyone again. And then the
Get dressed
second, and
up.
then exactly, and then 2 seconds later, everyone's like coming at you, and it's a lot.
Oh, yeah, I still have PTSD from my experience going on the Women Tell All.
Yeah, I
Well, you
bet.
rocked it, girl. And I got it. So last time I saw you was the first time I met you, which was such a fun day. My first time coming back for in a very long time. But so the last time I saw you, we were in the elevator back at the hotel after filming the group date. And I don't know if I just didn't read the room right, but I will say, I thought you and Zach had a fun banter throughout the day. Like, I did notice that. And you were like, you kind of mentioned something like you might not be done filming. And I was like, well, I'm going to bed. And and you're like, or should we just go out? And I was like, oh, honey, I got to get home and take care of the kids. But, and then obviously, you know, we saw that, you know, Victoria Fuller and I, we did a shot with Lotto. Can I mention that?
Yeah.
That was so it was just fun. So much fun. The day was so much fun. We were having drinks in the trailer. You called me out for not taking my shot too. I was a couple champagnes in and I was like, I got to stick to what got me here.
Yeah.
So tell me what happened since I saw you last in that elevator. Like, did you know, obviously producers had to help you, you know, get there. I mean, you didn't just take a taxi to the group date. Was it your idea? Like, you just shoot your shot.
No. So I think like how you mentioned, right? Like there was just like fun banter throughout the day. And I'm like,
I noticed that.
I didn't know anything about Zach prior to going and hosting that group date. And so I was just like very shocked, I would say, and impressed by just like his demeanor and how he carried himself that
he
day.
He had swag and he was super down to earth. Like I was surprised. We're like, oh, come meet him before we start going just so you guys kind of have a rapport. But like we ended up hanging out with him for a while and he was just like cool as a cucumber.
Exactly. Yeah, no. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, like this man is so cute. Like, and so I was making like comments throughout like.
Yeah, you were fun and flirty.
And I feel like that's like, you know, I was single at the time. And so it was just like a fun, like, oh, we're here to, you know, help host a group date. And he's a good looking man. Like, I'm always making like, it's fun to make like flirty comments like that. Right. So I think the producers caught wind of that. And they're like, well, you know, like, why don't you go have a conversation with him? And that's really all it was. Like, I wasn't like, okay, let me jump in and join the season and do all these things. Like I had just flown in like the day before, right? Like wasn't this like premeditated.
You were doing work calls the whole day. You're a hustler. You have shit going on, girl.
So yeah, it was a simple like conversation to see like what he was looking for, get to know him a little bit more after, you know, doing the group date before. But I think the other ladies just didn't. I feel like when I watched the show back, I came off as like such a mean girl, and like that's literally like the last thing that I am or how anyone would describe me. And so it was just really shocking to hear some of the other girls' take after the fact and after watching.
You should have woke me up. I would have gotten out of bed to support you on that. I would have been there like dodging, running interference for you.
Well, that's the crazy part is like, oh, you're the mean girl. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the one who's getting bombarded by 15 women and I'm sitting on a couch by myself. Like
when that scene, when they all walk in to approach you, like my heart just dropped because obviously we haven't talked. Like I think the next morning you're like, oh, I was up till like 5 a.m. filming. And all you said was it was a shit show. That was it. And then I watched it air and I was so proud of the way you held your own. And but like being put in that spot, I mean, you really held your own and it was probably a longer filming than what was seen, right? So they probably
100%.
Yeah, I figured as much, you know.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. and I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
But, and it was late. I mean, God, that must have been late into the night because we didn't wrap filming till like 9.
No, it was so late. Like, I stayed up. I honestly like got back to my hotel room. I think it was probably like 7 a.m.
Oh my god!
And my flight was like
right thereafter.
It was like shortly after that, and I'm like, I'm so exhausted. Like, what time is it? What day is it? Like, it was just such a long process, but I'm 100% glad I did it. Like, I think if you don't go after what you want in this world, you'll never know. So, like,
great. Rather than wake up in the middle of the night and be like, wow, like. And I saw it firsthand. Like, I was like, oh, there's like a little, you know, like you guys talked a lot. So like, yeah. It totally makes sense to me, but that's, people obviously didn't see that. And,
right.
You know, we follow each other now. So I saw you were in Mexico recently and you're thriving. You did make a funny comment about like, you know, the trolls, and you're like, let the death threats begin. And has it been pretty mild for you? Cause you probably haven't really experienced too much of that. And you also mentioned you were in Mexico with someone special, so.
I mean, I was on a cruise with Virgin Voyages and some of like the guys from Bachelorette, so that was a fun time.
I was like, girl, you're teasing me. I was like, which one is it? It's got to be one of the guys from the show.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be a time? It's not. But I was in Mexico, and honestly, like, it has been I am just like blocking and deleting
Same.
all the hateful comments. Like
you
that
have
was my
to.
one response. But I think people like who are super invested in the show, like I get it because when I watch other reality television shows, I'm like, oh my gosh, like
Who's this? Yeah, who's this
right, you
coach?
only get like a snippet of probably the full picture, right? And so it's like, do I blame people? No, but like also I personally don't feel compelled to take the time to go to someone's profile and comment something negative or mean. That's just how I choose to live my life. And it's interesting too, because like sometimes I want to like make a snarky comment back, but I'm like, it's not even worth it. So
I know,
at this
so
point,
do
I'm just
I. And I'll talk to my husband, like, I'll be like, oh, this really bothered me. He's like, Courtney, don't play in the mud with the pigs. You're just going to get dirty. And, but it's so hard, especially because we have that in our personality to be tough and
right.
to stand our ground and have that bad bitch energy. But it does, I think that's the best approach. You just got to block, delete. The death threats are scary because I had them. When you catch a glimpse of it, it can really ruin your day.
Oh, for sure. And I feel like I was just on Instagram and saw one of the past contestants. He was like assaulted.
Oh, I did see that.
And I'm like, see, this is
scary
lives. And it's like not a joke when it comes to other, you know, people's safety and things like that. Like,
absolutely.
That's pretty intense. So like, yeah, the death threats are a little much. Like, come on, Karen. I don't like,
yeah.
What are you like? I think in the age of social media, it's very easy to leave your opinions on everything and just make it so public. But it's like, you
Come
wouldn't
on.
Say that to my face.
Oh, absolutely.
If you
I've
me
never.
In a restaurant or something like.
Mm-hmm. Have you had anybody gentle. Ever do anything to you in public? Like,
no,
rude?
No, not rude. Everyone that has ever approached me in public is just like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. I loved watching you. Like,
you meet you for 2 seconds and you instantly love you. So I can speak to that.
Well, I appreciate that. No. So, I mean, it's just sometimes the edit you get, you don't have, you just never know. And honestly, like it's all good. I feel like I'm strong enough to be able to handle, you know, the comments
yeah.
and everyone's going to have an opinion. So that's just, comes with the territory, right?
I'm so glad to hear that. I've only had one thing. Somebody left a note on my car once. I was shopping at Whole Foods and I came out to my car and there was a note on it. And I saw somebody. I'm always very aware of my surroundings and like who's standing too close to me or I'm in the checkout right. line, like kind of like, you know, back up. And there was a note on my car that was like, you are the most horrible person in the world. And I was already having a bad day. That was the only time somebody ever kind of did something like that to me where it was like in close contact.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to our fun group date and your hot pink dress, you looked amazing. And there has been some rumblings. I've seen a lot of positive stuff on Twitter because I feel like the show needs to kind of mix it up. And there's been a lot of stuff I've seen of people saying you for next Bachelorette. Like, but obviously you have somebody now. I did hear that on the cruise. So I'm just throwing it out there because, I mean, could you handle dating 25 to 30 guys? Like, I think the answer is a swift yes.
I'm a sucker. Like, I'm a hopeless romantic through and through. And so, sure, like, if I was in a position and that was offered to me, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's do it. I mean, honestly, after filming the group date, like, I don't know if I would be able to like last the whole season like grueling filming just because like, I don't know if you noticed this, but during my portion of the episode, like I am talking so slowly and I'm like, what in the world? And I'm like, looking back, I was like a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
To not,
very
like,
diplomatic.
You're like,
choose
okay,
my words carefully.
Think this through. Like, it was just all very overwhelming. And so I'm just like, that would be 100 times on a different level. But I think like the next person has to like zhuzh it up, you know, like it has
right.
to be.
Let's mix this thing up, people.
Yeah.
Could you see as the next bachelor or bachelorette if they don't ask you?
Right. Well, I don't think they're going to ask me because I'm currently in a relationship, but I think I've seen a lot of love for Christina. And she
don't you
seems.
kind of feel for her a little bit because you and I are kind of similar personalities. Like, I was like, she's not like kicking puppies. Like, it's not that bad.
I 100%. And again, that goes back to the point of like, I think people take things too seriously sometimes. And it's like, just
Oh,
let
yeah.
loose and have a good time. Like, it's not
I know. I love that you said that at the
earth-shattering.
party. You were like, Emma, we're just here. Let's not take it too seriously.
Jeez Louise, I tell you. So, yeah, no, I don't
Oh,
know. I think
and
she would
then
be a good
who would
candidate.
a bachelor be for the next season? It would probably either be someone from the next Bachelorette season. I think they should bring an old thing back, like Andrew Spencer. I don't think he was on your cruise, but I don't know why. I just think
No.
he's so stinking cute. And sometimes I like in my mind play matchmaker after meeting people and hearing them.
Yeah.
And but okay, so let's focus on this. We don't want to. You've got a new boyfriend or a boyfriend.
Yeah, a boyfriend.
He wasn't
No,
on the show.
no,
He's
no.
a normal, nor I like to call him a normie.
He's a normie,
Is
yeah.
this going to go Instagram official or are we going to keep it under a hat for a while?
So for the longest time, I just like to keep my personal life like very low key.
Like
And
protect
that
it.
includes like where I'm at. Like you're not gonna see me like posting where I'm at until like after I'm there. Just
Same, real
because
time.
I just, yeah, you just never know with people sometimes. And so
I
I
never
think,
post in real time. I don't think anybody does from the franchise, so.
yeah, no, I think that going like Instagram official per se, it's just like me being a part of that world, right? Like I signed up for that, but I
Right.
think there are other people in my life that didn't sign up for that. Like I can handle, comments about me, and I just know myself, and I would just feel obligated to say something, just to people's comments and everything. So who
Yeah.
knows? I probably won't go Instagram official until I'm married.
You know what? That's kind of what I did. And my honestly, I had a relationship for 2 years and I never posted about it. Until I was like, until I'm like, no, this is it. I'm not gonna. And we had talks about like, hey, like this is how it is. Like you might get some trolls. Like, and he's like, I don't care. Like, let him troll me. And he's just a normal
Yeah,
guy. So, but I
right.
can totally relate to that. And then after our news broke that we got married, no, engaged, like he did have some trolls and he was so upset that day. And he's like, you know, I don't even want to repeat what they said to him, but it was his first experience hearing those things. And I'm like, honey, that was
Yeah.
probably like an ex-girlfriend of yours or an ex-boyfriend of mine. Like, who knows? Like,
Right.
so, but that's really cool. So
I
he's not
think.
a show guy. Does he do social media?
No, not really. And
That's
it's
cool too.
interesting.
That's hot.
I think I'm just more so protective, particularly because when we first started dating, like it's been a kind of like off and on sort of thing, but I've made up my mind after this time, like, okay, you need to pick a lane and you need to decide what you're gonna do.
That's well
Someone
said.
had tagged me and sent me a post on social media, and it was a picture of myself and him just like out at one of the restaurants. And
Oh
I was
no.
like, are you seriously? Like, this is like,
Yeah.
I have to actually like think about these things. Like, I was just out for a drink with my friends, and I'm like, where was this person the whole time? Like, they were just,
Napping away.
yeah. And so they like sent it to a blog and they like tagged me in it. And I'm like, this is okay. This is you guys, I've seen enough. I've seen what I needed to see.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. That's changed so much is people taking screenshots and taking pictures in public. Ugh, that goes away though. It's just because you were just on. And so we're not going to be seeing you on the beaches of paradise again, but would you ever be open to going on another reality show, like a competition show or...
You know, I thought about this and was approached a couple years ago by another reality show. And I am a very competitive person, as we have seen.
Same.
And I feel like
mad respect.
Right. I feel like it would always be fun to do the challenge. Like that always seemed like right up my alley. Mm-hmm. Like be competitive, you know, use your athleticism. I don't know. That just sounded like a...
So you'd be open to something.
Wanted to do.
So you'd be like into that. You would say yes. Okay, hear that challenge. Let's get her on here. The world needs more Tajwan and on their screens. She's such great TV. I would be rooting for you all the way.
Oh my gosh. Thanks. No,
so
cool. Seems fun.
Or like I saw the Traitors just came out. Like I could so see you doing that.
They look like some good...
Because mm-hmm. you got to like play a little manipulation there, and you got to tap into that. Obviously, I want to talk about real estate. You're crushing it in Denver, and we talked a little bit about that, and you own a couple Airbnbs, which I think is so cool. That's like on my dream. It's one of my dreams to do that. So are you loving it? Are you thriving in it? Like, are you more of a buyer's agent, a seller's agent?
So I'm both. It's interesting, like a lot of brokerages have it where like you have a buyer's agent, seller's agent, but my team allows us to do both. So listings and buyers, I have to run to showings and like, take me 30 minutes to get there. But yeah, so just always on the run and helping as many people as I can. I think just over the last couple of years of doing real estate, like it is such any person that I meet, know, love, and care about. I'm like, if you're not buying real estate, like mm-hmm. we got to get you there because it just truly is just a pathway to financial wealth. And it just being in real estate, I've just seen what it can do for people.
And for yourself. I mean, you said financial freedom. Yeah. You just got back from, you have a team back at the ranch and you were able to go do this cruise with your cutie new boyfriend.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was just like, I couldn't have asked for a better team because I can be on a cruise. I can be in Mexico with my boyfriend and
still have scheduling inspections.
Yep. I can have a teammate jump in and help me out. So that has really been beneficial. And like when I'm gone and traveling for a long time, right? Like I have an Airbnb and it's my goal to get more Airbnbs. And so that's just like on my goal list for this year. So,
well, you really inspired me. I mean, you were working all day and we were having fun in between and just like the epitome of like just a hustler. And I love to see that because you've got a strong work ethic and you inspired me to get a Airbnb. So, I mean, it's pretty lucrative on the side. So
it really is. And it's just like, obviously, you know, it's, when I'm traveling, right? Like I'm looking for Airbnbs to stay at. And I think it's just another, you know, source of income that people can tap into. And so, yeah, no, that's just like, I want to help as many people be able to do that. So
well, if you're looking to buy in Denver, hit up our girl. She's the bomb and nothing will slip through the cracks. Let me tell you, I do real estate too. So she's got your back. And then my last question I always like to ask people is, do you have any guilty pleasures that you feel like sharing?
Yeah, let's see. Honestly, like straight up, my guilty pleasure is reality TV. Like Bravo, Summer House, Winter House, Real Housewives. Like
any house, sell the house. Ooh, you could do selling houses, Real Houses of Denver.
Right? No. Let me know if you guys want to, you know, do a pilot. I'm happy to do that.
Oh, she's the queen bee right here.
No, I'm just like, I love watching
reality. Do you like binge watch? Like, do you get in bed and binge?
After working, I'll have like moments where I have a little bit of downtime and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna indulge for a little bit and just like catch up. I feel like it's just like a nice thing to just like drown out the world and forget about all the other things for a little bit
and
focus on something else. And so obviously when I'm on the television screen, it's a little bit different. So I like seeing everyone else's drama unfold.
Well, you can totally relate. That is, I'm right there with you. I love to get in my bed. It's my safe space. And I have, like, I love Catfish, the MTV show. I don't know what it is. I could sit there and I can watch them all day because I'm a romantic too. And I'm like, oh my God, it worked out. It's actually the person. But I need to get into The Real Housewives. I have never gotten into them and I am short on shows right now. So,
okay. You have to start with.
I don't know where to start.
Okay. Yes. I got you. You have to start with Real Housewives of Potomac. I used to sleep on Housewives of Potomac until someone was like, Taj, you have to watch it. And then I did, and I understood what everyone was talking about. Start there and then go to Miami.
Okay.
And then go to Salt Lake because
We're on the West Coast. Okay.
It's crazy. Then you can go to Beverly Hills. Honestly, pick your poison. Like
They're not intertwined. Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start. I've met Brandi Glanville before. I did her podcast once. So nice. I want to try to get her on. Love her little, she's just got that like confidence. And that's what it was so refreshing spending the day with you and Victoria. Like when you get with like-minded people and hardworking people, the energy's good. So I always have your back and I know you've got showings today, so I'll let you go. What a fun interview. I'm so thankful that you joined me and hopefully we can do a girls trip or something fun soon.
Let's do it. No, it was so good catching up with you. And you obviously too. We had a blast filming, but I'm sure I will see you again soon.
All right, honey. Well, you have a good day. I hope you go sell that house.
Thanks.
And that's our show. Thank you, Taj Wan. It was great catching up with you. Can't wait to see what you do next. And next week we have another big guest coming up. So stay tuned. Until next time, we've been off contract.